This is WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. New York's legislative session comes to a close tomorrow, and there's still plenty of unfinished business in Albany, including legislation that would legalize medical marijuana, address the growing heroin epidemic, and lower the speed limit in New York City to 25 miles per hour. Capital New York's Jimmy Vielkind, Albany bureau chief, is covering the last-minute negotiations and joins us now. Jimmy, welcome back to WNYC.
Pleasure to be here, Amy.
So let's start with legislative efforts to address New York's growing heroin abuse problem. I understand an agreement was reached between the governor, the assembly, and the Senate. Tell me about that.
Well, we just emerged earlier this afternoon from a press conference with the governor and all those men, their first joint appearance in several weeks. They talked about the comprehensive approach they're taking to combating the heroin epidemic, and it includes several things. First, insurers will be using the same set of medical standards that the state will issue that will hopefully eliminate some disputes between care providers and the insurance plans over exactly what level of care needs to be covered. The hope among state officials is that this change, while it might cost money and could cost up to $25 million in the next state budget, will help people get the care they need when they need it, if they need it, which providers say is key. There will also be a public awareness campaign. The governor was talking about how different the heroin epidemic is now as opposed to the last heroin epidemic in the 70s and 80s. The average age of an addict is younger. The price of heroin has dropped to as low as about $6 per a dose, and the drug is more potent. There will also be stiffer penalties for medical practitioners who divert opioids unlawfully, and this is something that the District Attorneys Association had pushed for.
Let's look at medical marijuana. Legislative leaders say they're still waiting on language for the bill from Governor Cuomo's office. When asked about this yesterday on Capitol Press Room, Cuomo would not elaborate. What's the latest?
Well, they seem to be hung up on this issue of whether or not medicinal marijuana should be available in smokable form. Governor Andrew Cuomo says no, he doesn't believe it's medically necessary. And there are certainly some versions of legislation and some advocates who say that an oils-only form or pills or vaporizer could provide the necessary treatments without having smoking, which, as we all know, and as Governor Cuomo argues, we spend so much money trying to get people to stop smoking tobacco and telling them that smoking is bad for their health. Why would state policy encourage smoking of marijuana? But at the same time, advocates say that in some instances, smoking is the only form that a patient can ingest it to get the rapid relief that they need. So things are still down to the wire. The governor has said he will waive the required 3-day waiting period for any bill that's agreed to. So this issue is still being hashed out, and it's basically the main sticking point.
New York City Council has asked several times for the authority from the state to lower the speed limit in the city to 25 miles per hour. The council overwhelmingly passed a resolution making that request today. What's the situation in Albany? How is it looking there?
Well, it's caught up in a good old-fashioned political battle, again, in the state Senate. That chamber, as I said, is controlled by the breakaway Democrats and Senate Republicans who live by Long Island's Dean Skelos. And you may remember a few weeks ago, Mayor de Blasio went and addressed the Working Families Party's annual convention and said that his top priority in these coming elections are going to be to wrest Republicans from control of the Senate. Now, of course, that left some bruises, politically speaking. And Senator Skelos now says that he's not sure if this bill about the speed limit is going to come to the floor.
What kind of wheeling and dealing are we talking about here, Jimmy? What does Senator Skelos want, and who does he want it from?
Well, keep in mind that de Blasio at the Working Families Party convention said that he wanted Democrats to seize control of the Senate, and he's already committed to appearing at a fundraiser next month to help their efforts along. That's quite a contrast to Mayor Bloomberg, who for many years was the single largest donor to the Senate Republicans. At the very least, there will be things down the road, and that perhaps this is a reminder from Senator Skelos to Mayor de Blasio that he does hold sway over his fate, and certainly will for the next week, and quite possibly will after the next election cycle. As for specific wish lists or specific back and forths, that remains to be seen. But we'll see if this is not a part of a push to try and get de Blasio to back off a little bit.
Jimmy Vielkind is the Albany bureau chief for Capital New York, wrapping up the legislative session for us. It ends tomorrow. Thank you so much, Jimmy.
Always a pleasure, Amy. Thanks for having me.
This is WNYC.